て忘れはえや。忘れはえや。オーム ナモ マガヴァテ ヴァスデヴァヤ。Hare Krishna. I want to welcome all of you for this Bhagavatam class. Analakshita and Frank, I can barely see you. It's a great pleasure to see you, Hare Krishna. So, this morning we start in seriousness our seminar. Yesterday we heard an introduction about the glories, or some of the glories of the Holy Name. Now we will enter the living name practices in all seriousness. I thought in the time which we have together, I would give you a mini retreat. Mini means small, small, small. But the entire experience you can have when you organize a full living name retreat. And I think we are making some plans to have such a retreat in England also. So watch the news and daily Hare Krishna news and you will find out when this will take place. Good, but this is a pre-taste, so to say. We will chant from the Bhagavatam this morning and hear from the Bhagavatam the 11th text of the first chapter of the second canto. So it's 2:1:11. Please repeat after me. Etan nirvidyamananam ichatam akuto bayam Yoginam Nripanitam Nitam Hare Namanukirtanam. Etani vidyamananam
Etani vidyamananam
Ichatam akutobayam
Ichatam akutobayam
Yoginam nripanirnitam Hare Namanukirtanam Etanni Vidyamananam Ichatam Akutobayam Yoginam Nripanirnitam
Yoginam Nripanirnitam
Hare Namanu Kirtanam. Yes, someone else, please chant. It is. Nirvidyamananam. Of those who are completely free from all material desires. Ichata. Of those who are desirous of all sorts of material enjoyment. Of those who are desirous of all sorts of material. Akuto bayam. Free from all doubts and fear.
Free from all doubts and fear.
Yoginam. of all who are self-realized. Narapa, O King, Nirnitam, decided truth. Harehe, of the Lord Shri Krishna. Nama, holy name. Anu, after someone. Always. Nikirtanam. That we all immediately recognize this word. Chanting. Good. The translation of this verse is Shukadev Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. I think you all know the context. It's the most important discussions about the question, what is someone meant to do who is at the threshold of death? You all know there is a unavoidable, well, that's the question, if it's avoidable or not, but there is a curse hanging over Parikshit Maharaj. In 7 days, a poisonous snake will enter in the assembly, make its way towards the king, and then give it a biting or a stinging bite with poison, and the king will leave his body. So there is, at this stage of the discussion, it's still the beginning. This could be the first day could be completed with the first canto, or maybe this is the first day still of the discussions which took place between Shukadev Goswami, who wishes to prepare Parikshit Maharaj, the king, for this most important journey, the journey which happens when we exit or leave one material body and move on to our next destination. And this is what he tells the king. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all. Anyone can doubtlessly and without needing to have any fear that this may be not working or for me, everyone can come to the success of the human form of life by Namanu Kirtanam, always chanting the holy names of the Lord, following the authorities of the past. Now, it should not be done speculatively, but it should be done in allegiance to the parampara, the line of disciplic succession. It should be done within the school, so to say. Now he gives a count of those who can attain perfection with this method. He wants to show for whom this is relevant. And the first group he mentions are the great rishis, those who are free from all material desires. They are already Brahman realized. They can achieve success by understanding that Krishna is the origin of their state, their Brahman, the Brahman. Now you might feel discouraged at this moment. I'm not self-realized. I'm not free from material desires. Watch me in London, then you can see my material desires. So will this work also for me? This question will be will be there. So he says, this method is for the highly realized, but then also it is equally applying to those who are desirous of all material enjoyment. Well, you are not so bad. Certain things we all have. Yes, we say, thank you, we don't require this any longer. Huh? But even those who are really in the pit of Maya, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, can doubtlessly and fearlessly attain success. And also, those, the third group, who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. They don't desire anything any longer. They are knowing, I'm the eternal self. So these groups of people are advised, that means everyone, to join the kirtan of the Lord. Hari. Hari kirtan. This is the verse. So Parikshit Maharaj feels encouraged. I should chant the holy name of the Lord. Now it's interesting. You might say, then why does Shukadev Goswami not just start kirtan? 7-day non-stop kirtan, Birmingham 24-hour kirtan. You know, this is Naimishara, what is it? Where are they meeting? A Ganga, at the banks of the Ganga, 7-day kirtan, 7 days, 24. This is a substantial amount of hours. Why not? Well, glorification of Krishna can also be done by hearing about Krishna. That's also kirtan. That is also glorification. Bhagavatam is, in a way, also kirtan. It's the kirtan of Krishna's glories. And this is very important. When you want to go deep in your kirtan, you have to have the Naam kirtan and Bhagavatam kirtan. Both are meant to supplement each other. Or in your personal practice at home, or even in the temple, you need these both parallel lines, Naam Kirtan and Bhagavatam. Shravan, it's also hearing the Bhagavatam. No? That is required. But I don't wish to go into the details. Now, in the purport, it's a rather long purport, and I recommend that you read this purport in your own reading time. You might like to make a note, read this purport. Maharaj has requested us. There will be different subjects will be touched, and I will read a little of the purport and then hint at the other subjects. Yeah. Here Prabhupada explains these three groups who will get perfection. Let's stay with this. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. It has been given credit. There's a great need. You must lose your attachment for this entangling Maya by developing your attachment to Mukunda, Krishna. Now there are different types of persons who desire to attain success. They take different paths. Generally, the persons are materialists who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalists who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment, and thus they are aloof from an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by their self-realization. Above them are the devotees of the Lord, that is, people like you, who neither aspire to enjoy the material world, nor do they desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord Sri Krishna. This is interesting how Prabhupada says that what is a devotee? Please take note of this. A devotee is neither someone who wants to enjoy the world, nor is his desire to get out of it. If we say back to Godhead, it does not mean the same as Brahmavadi, a person who follows the path of Brahman, who just wants to get out of this hellish life. Sometimes I think we as devotees are not sufficiently aware what is bhakti. It's not to get out of it. No, bhakti means these devotees are what? Anyone, Shesha Prabhu, you are knowledgeable in all types of subject. What is the focus of a bhakta? No Shesha, in Shesha is there. What is the focus of a devotee? It's not really to get out. Oh, I'm so much suffering, Dylan. I must be delivered now. I want to get out of this misery. How to serve others best? That's a philanthropist. They are still materialists. Bhaktas, what is the bhakta? It's not often explained, but here Prabhupada gives it very clearly. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord, Sri Krishna. In other words, devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account. If the Lord desires, yes, the devotees can accept all sorts of material facilities. Yeah, the Lord desires. And if the Lord does not desire this, the devotees can leave aside all sorts of facilities, even up to the limit of salvation or getting out of everything. The devotees are also not self-satisfied. No desire any longer. It's tickets, all right. No. They have a desire. They want, what do they want? Anyone? Yes, you are all on board now. Thank you. They want the satisfaction of the Lord only. In this verse, Sri Shukadev Goswami recommends the transcendental chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That's satisfying the Lord, singing His name. The Lord has this character trait. Can I tell you a little bit of our Lord, what He thinks, how He is? He likes if others talk about Him. He is like this. He likes, favorably, if they talk favorably about Him. But He is so much liking that He is talked about, that even if people say, there is no God, Krishna feels, they are at least thinking of me. We also like if people talk about us, but only favorable. Please. Not, we have enough pain, if next morning Anyways, we don't need to follow this thought. The Lord is even so kind that anyone who turns to him, even the demons, if they turn to him, Krishna grants them his mercy in the form of absorbing them in his effulgence. Krishna doesn't give them the personal exchange with him because they don't want that. They don't want this. You know? But Krishna is merciful and delivers them also from material existence. But for his devotees, who want his satisfaction only, he doesn't just give them liberation, impersonal liberation. He calls them to the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, to his lap. He places them on his lap. Come, 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 whoever you are, sinner, worshipper, pilgrim, come, you are welcome at my Lord's house. Chant his holy name. Then he is pleased with you. Yes, he's chanting my name. Wonderful. There's a Sanskrit word for this, which I cannot supply at this moment because I've forgotten it. But it says, the Lord is someone who likes himself to be glorified. That is Krishna. If we have this uncanny characteristic, you know, we feel, no, this is not very good, you know, that you only want to be glorified by, that we feel you are a little, what's the English word? Narcissistic. No? You have some narcissism problem. But Krishna, talk about me, sing about me. He likes like this. He is our Lord. And he is a Lord. He has all good qualities. He is, you know, we are liking to be glorified. It means talk only about 5% of me. You know, 95%. Forget those, you know. But when Krishna says, talk about me, he will say, talk 100% about me, everything, you know, because there's nothing which is not glorious. Everything is supremely glorious. So, then Srila Prabhupada will say, how we can satisfy Lord Krishna with our chanting. I will make sure to read it this morning in my private reading time. He talks about how to avoid the offenses. It's a wonderful description of how to chant properly. And I remember when there were initiations which Srila Prabhupada gave in his personal presence, he would always ask his secretary to read this particular purport and read the list of the offenses and what to do to avoid committing them. It's a beautiful description, so you might make a mark and then read it. Here it will take very long, and we are just entering the retreat, so we will concentrate on slightly different subjects. Not good. During the time, my dear devotees, where you are here and taking part in this living name retreat, how do we call it? It's not a living name retreat. Sheshaji, what is our retreat called? It is called like this. I have one request. Can I ask you this request?
Yes.
You're not afraid?
No.
Not. Good. Good. Just to make sure. I would like you to participate fully, 100%. The this will be very different from others. It's other lectures which are given, which I also give. It's not so much for your information. It is meant to help you in your spiritual journey to really achieve a transformation of the heart. And Prabhupada speaks about this approach in his Nectar of Devotion. He says, for persons who are not inclined to clean the dust from their hearts and who want to keep things as they presently are, it is not possible to derive the transcendental result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. One should therefore be encouraged to develop his service attitude towards the Lord, because this will help him to chant without any offense. And so, under the guidance of a spiritual master, the disciple is trained to render service and at the same time chant the Hare Krishna mantra. As soon as one develops his spontaneous service attitude, he can immediately understand the transcendental nature of the holy names of the Maha Mantra. Please let us mark this caution of Prabhupada. He says, if one is not inclined to change and just keep things as they are, it's not possible to derive the transcendental result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If you enter this process of Krishna consciousness and you participate only half-heartedly, I have my life is also there, and yes, I also sometimes come. Then limited results can be obtained. But if you understand what is the process and you want that the heart is cleansed, the dust of the heart, that's the way Prabhupada explains it here, then, my dear devotees, great results can be said. So, what is it that we might, how should we approach this? We should approach it in the service attitude. This will be the subject of tomorrow. Today we are just hearing about, what can we actually do to change our chanting. What is it that we should change? My dear devotees, this is what you need to change. You need to make some physical changes, some inner changes. Krishna has given you three instruments in this world, three gifts. I have seen the mother of Ganesham Priya and the father of Ganesham Priya. So they, Ganesham Priya, always will tell his audience three things, you know. And so, listen up, no? So I will also tell you three things you have. And you have your physical body with the senses. You have your mind, with which you think, plan, with which you feel happiness and distress, and so on. And you have also your heart. Your heart is like the core of your being, what's when you want to understand a person really, then you must see what is in his heart. Maybe his little child is in the heart, which needs his attention and needs a good steady supply of milk, and you know, and like this. So another person in his heart is really his career, or in his heart. Other people in the heart have something in the heart, something, some innermost desire, no? Innermost confidential things. So three things you have: body, with which you act in this world; the mind, with which you think and plan your actions, and with which you mill over certain things; and your core, what you are about, your heart. These three things should be engaged in the chanting of the holy name. Then you will derive the certain the benefit. At the moment, these things are engaged in the service of Maya, to some degree still, but we should engage our body, mind, and heart in Krishna's, in the chanting of the holy name. How to do this will be the subject matter of the workshop, which, as far as I remember, starts at 11:30 even. So there you should please come, and you will learn how to engage body, mind, and heart in the chanting. And it will be a wonderful discovery for you, and I can already tell you it will be not at all difficult. It is very easy. Anyone can do this. So let me stay a little bit with the subject of the Living Name retreat in a general way, as I explain. The Living Name has a retreat has five practices. We took this from the Bhagavatam, that there are five, that the body is coming alive when there is the prana, the life force working. Try to stop breathing for a little time and you will die. don't try, please. No need. That is not part of the retreat. Now, first exercise, stop breathing. No, don't worry. The opposite is the instruction. Start to learn to breathe life in your chanting, so that it becomes alive and is no longer dead or half dead or three quarters dead or like this. For life. Prabhupada speaks about the prana. Prana is divided into five life airs. Apana, prana is the first. Apana, samana, udana, vyana. Prabhupada says, they comprise the vital force. Vital force means the living energy. They comprise the vital force of a living entity, without which one cannot live for a moment. So the powerful five practices of chanting the holy name, which are taken from Srila Prabhupada and the Bhagavatam, they similarly give life force for your chanting. When your chanting is alive, my dear devotees, this is, as we have heard this morning from the Bhagavatam, the main practice, then your whole life is glorious. Miracles will happen and you will be a dynamic, happy Vaishnava from now till eternity. Is this a good project? And it is all for free. By the mercy of Krishna, he just wants to have one little prize. And that is some eagerness. So, yes, I want this. I want to try this. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has encouraged us in this Nectar of Devotion quote. We should not be thinking, I want to keep things as they are. I want to move on. I have prepared for this retreat something which is a present for all of you. It's the living name card, where you have all the five practices in one glance for your immediate reference. You can take it with you wherever you are, maybe not in the bathroom, but everywhere else. And you can see, here, my life force is a little weak. Oh, here's a very weak, we must improve a little. Oh, this goes quite well, by Krishna's mercy. And in this way, it's your check card. Yes, we can give this. This will be given to you. Let me just make one other point. I think I will just talk about the first practice. We called it yojana. Yojana is a Sanskrit word which means to bring together, like yoga. Huh? It means to take to bring the body, mind, and the heart together, to bring it to this practice. The English word would be to align. I have understood not many, we don't say, do you say this word regularly in your life? Align, it's a rare word, isn't it, in English? Align, to align something, to align your life. Align means really to bring things together for a purpose. Look at a car. The wheels are there, the motor is there, and what else we have? The tank, you know, and it's all over. And no, it's not all over. The wheels are there, tacked together, motor is there and well connected, and the tank is there. If something would be missing, you would not be able to drive a car. Can you imagine a car without wheels? It has a very strong motor. It won't go anywhere. Similarly, if the car has no motor, just wheels and a tank, what's the problem? You need to bring all these together, and then you can drive. Then you can move forward. So you need to align it. No, that is, assemble it, align it. In the same way, in the first practice, we will learn to bring body, mind, and heart together, to assemble it. And then our chanting, we will really move forward. It is really bringing us to the desired result. Just at the end, I want to request you, during the retreat, chant as much as possible. You might focus on your rounds a little bit, but also I know you are in the beautiful nature and now you want to also walk and talk in the free time. Do that by all means, you know. But also give good attention. I would say attend all the workshops that we do chanting together. Come to the kirtans in the evening, the Leela kirtans, there's a lot of hearing, but also kirtan. Then please this is something where some of you will get mad at me, but I don't care. Try to avoid prajalpa, means mundane talk. Try to avoid speaking bad about others is the versus type of prajalpa that our scriptures inform us. Try to minimize also your social media, you know, your constant addiction. I'm saying difficult things, I know. But it's in our interest. It is to serve you better. No? Minimize, but try to speak about the things which you hear, your experiences. Reflect about your discoveries. I always recommend before you go to bed, think about what you have heard. Think about what touched you. There is an invisible tunnel between your last wakeful moment. This tunnel extends through your subconscious mind, through the night. And then it reaches at the to your first wakeful moment. So those who know about this, they try to have Krishna conscious subjects before they go to bed. Because throughout the night, what they were thinking last, what they were doing last, will work on their consciousness. And then you will be nicely waking up with good determination to serve Krishna. This is the art of sleeping. The art, yes, there's an art to everything. Have you made this experience before you go to bed? If you have a nice kirtan, then in the night you are, it works. Have you made? We go to Radha Desh Mellows, and then the kirtan is there, full strength, and then we go to bed, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and we sing like this, and the whole night we think of Vrindavan, Mayapur, Krishna Krishna, good pleasant things, and when we wake up, wow, what's next in Krishna consciousness? We are fully there, no? We have made this experience. And if you look at a troublesome horror show before you go to bed, I'm giving an example, I know no one does this here, then your whole night is horrible. And so. Hare Krishna. So, therefore, try to do have nice things, and then share your experience with others and make concrete plans how to implement the new discoveries. I want to stop here. Also, one thing I see, some of you are tired. I have never seen such tired people as the Londoners in my life. I have discussed this all over the world. The Londoners, they can sleep in every lecture. They have no problem. I have seen with my own eyes. I have carefully analyzed it with German intensity. So take enough rest, please. We want the retreats to be... The art of sleeping is in the night. Not during the lectures. Let me find a suitable place for sleeping. That is lecture, there's good vibration. No. This is for hearing. Maharaj, my art of sleeping is I can sleep in every lecture and in every kirtan. No, don't miss the train. Don't miss the train. All right. So let me see if you have any questions at this moment. This was more a preparation lecture. Dylan is ready with his microphone so that you can be recorded. I agree with you 100%. There is a benefit even in unconsciously taking part in devotional activities. There is a benefit. Now imagine how much more the benefit is if already doing subconscious or unconscious. You know, this comes into agyata sukriti, that is unknowingly one makes, one derives a benefit. In the Brihadbhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami gives us an amazing example of agyata sukriti, that is unconsciously derived benefit. He speaks of an amazing scene. There is a brahmana taking his bath in the river. That is not possible in London, I think, so easily. But here it is possible. And when we had water problems here, we requested our guests to take their bath in the river. Male guests in the summer, we had separate water for our lady guests, of course. But it is possible to take the bath in the little rivers here, streams. So there was this brahmana. Sahasrashesha Purusha, taking his bath. All of a sudden, so there was a tiger hunting at that time. I don't know if it was evening time, because hunters usually hunt in, tigers usually start their hunting sessions in the evening, late evening time. So there was this tiger on the prowl, you say, no? He was on the prowl. He was coming to the river, and he sees this brahmana who is well nourished, lord of milk sweets, and very healthy looking, body for two, you know. And he is taking his bath there. And the tiger said, oh my God, this is really an impressive prey, you know. It's very, with one, I get two. You know? Though the tiger attacks and jumps and comes, and the brahmana sees this, and at the moment, he shouts, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! You know, in great shock, he shouts the holy name. So, as these things happened, there was also a hunter there, and he sees the flying tiger, so to say, or jumping tiger, and he quickly, like Arjuna speed, you know, shoots the tiger, and the tiger is now is pierced in his heart. And before he reaches the Brahman, he falls into the river and dies. Now, because he has heard, without any particular interest in the Living Name retreat, you know, he has heard the chanting of the holy name. He takes on his spiritual form and is delivered. This is how powerful the holy name is. even unconsciously, like you said, it was not exactly, he was not sleeping, but he was also absent to the holy name, you know, he just somehow heard it there. So the scriptures always tell us, yes, there is benefit in any way of being there. Therefore, never stop and so on. Even Ajamil, this is the most famous example, chanted unconsciously the holy name. He was dying at the time of death. He saw the Vishnu Dutas coming to take him to Yamaloka, to the Samyavanipura, the town of Yamaraj. They were there with the noose, ready to pull him out of the body. And out of great fear, he called his son, who was playing nearby. He was only 5 years old and did not understand the peril in which his father was, the danger. So, but he was playing, and Ajamil sees these Yamadutas ready to take him, and he calls out to his dear son, Narayan. He gave him the name Narayan. And he chants in this way the holy name of the Lord, one of his many holy names. And as a result to this chanting, Narayan hears him, and he thinks in his heart, this man chanted my name. Yes, he did not address me personally, he did not think of me, but he chanted nevertheless my name. Now I must take care of him. He is mine, he belongs to my people, the Narayan people, the devotees of Narayan. He has called this name. I must save him. And immediately he sent his servants, the Vishnu Duta, to rescue this poor sinner Ajamil. So yes, there is great benefit, and you will hear this in our movement. I think not many will say sleep in your sadhana or sleep in the lecture, and I know you just meant it, you didn't want to increase your sleeping in the lectures, you just wanted to know, is there some benefit or not if I momentarily doze off? Yes, great benefit. But let us address this, the underlying point, and pinpoint this point. The process of Krishna consciousness works even though it is participated in unconsciously. Sometimes people say, Maharaji, why are you saying we must endeavor? Ajamil did not endeavor. Let us be Ajamils. Yes, well, Ajamil did not go back to Krishna, did not go to Vaikuntha. That's wrong. He did not attain the perfection just then. What he understood is, my God, even unconscious chanting is so powerful. So I was saved from death by the Vishnu Dutas. Let me now engage my life properly in the conscious chanting of the holy name. Let me now become serious. So if you hear that even when you sleep in the lecture, there is good benefit, you should think, wow, this is powerful. Now let me become serious and explore how I can be fully there in my devotional practices. So I see time is there. Devotees need to prepare the lunch. I will stop here. If there are further questions, you can ask them at the end of the workshop, which starts at 11:30. I will now request Dylan to come here. Then you can address us about how to do our day, how to live our day.
So can we have a few minutes? Australia very good, so it's having such an environment.
People! People! People!